Today's podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. From online stores to websites, analytic tools, and marketing, anything to start your web presence can be found at squarespace.com.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, family.
We're not going to clap at the beginning. Nope.
We're doing it midway.
No, because that's off-putting when people tune in and they see someone go, that's kind of a classist.
It helps me with editing.
Right, but it's kind of a classist thing. Like, I want this to happen, so...
So you know, make it, like, you make it so?
Like, oh, let's get the help over here to record this show. Like,
when,
I don't know.
When you're a professional...
Yeah, okay.
Like me. You need a slate, and since we have one, but we don't use it, I use my hand. Poor man's slate.
We have. Well, see, now so, that is classist, because what's wrong with being a poor man?
Nothing. That's what I am, and I'm proud of who I am.
Yeah,
you have a slate.
Fucking, yeah.
You have a rich man's slate you don't even
Ladies
use.
Want me. Men want to be me.
You know, I've been... I was going to make a terrible joke. It wasn't going to be funny. I was going to make a joke about the healthcare situation that you brought up last time.
Yeah.
I was like, we're throwing sticks at the kids just so they could go back to the hospital.
Yeah,
but it was
I'm
not
so
not
well, that helps
bit.
It.
He well, would, it's between me and Sean, it would have been funny, but then you'd say it on here, and people were like, "Oh, you're throwing sticks at kids? That's not cool."
Yeah.
And since when is that not cool?
They can dodge a stick.
No.
At
the age of four and
you
above.
You can't even throw sticks at kids anymore. Ugh.
As a grown-ass man, I should have the right to throw lumber, whatever,
yeah, two by
at
fours.
Kids.
Yeah.
Is that a preschool over there?
I you know what? Two by twos.
Yeah.
Two by four is a little much, but two by two.
Not for a 12-year-old, though.
Two by two.
Work up to it.
Two
is
by
what
two
I'm saying.
For the terrible twos.
I started.
Two by two.
I threw, I shot Nerf bow and arrow darts at my sister at the age of four in the yard.
And she you're a great brother.
Yeah, she learned
told
to dodge.
Me before, I'm glad Gareth's my brother. She said that to me.
She said, it's Nerf or nothing to Sean.
That's what she said.
We went to two by twos at the age of six, and then by 12, it was two by fours.
All I'm saying is I hit here. A little kid with a plank of wood. I
Good.
Just hit him with a board, and I get in trouble.
Teach him
and
a
that's
lesson.
Called cancel culture.
Theme song, I guess.
Got my pistol. I'm just trying to be somebody besides the lonely horseman. Got my gun at my side. I'm just trying to be
We're back.
How many boards do you think Derek dodged as a child?
I don't know. I'll ask him next week when he's here.
Wait, where
he's
is
he? Not here.
What's going on?
He's not here. I'm starting to think something's weird is going on because Rocco was gone last week.
Yeah.
Derek has gone this week.
Uh-oh.
I'm starting to think they hate each other.
What does it mean? Look into it.
Wow.
I'm going to look into it. I'm going to read all the signs here Mm-mm. and do some addition and realize Uh-oh. That 2 minus 1 equals 3.
Do some internet digging.
Four. Interesting. You know, I agreed to be here. I was here on time.
Yeah.
I agreed. And I because I'm here for the fans. And
He is here.
If he's got a problem, that's his problem. And, you know, that... Well, first of all, let me clear the air.
What say
oh,
you?
Oh, yeah.
I did not miss last week because I've been hearing some shit that I was at Disneyland
no,
or something.
No, we said you were... We gave you shit saying you were going to go to Disneyland. But
yeah.
We said you weren't there. You were going to go, though.
I did
so,
not...
And now you're mad
I did
at me
not go.
You didn't go?
I was... That's not where I was because it got rained out
right.
and the family couldn't go. It was going to be a fun family trip and it got rained out. So I was at home eating macaroni and cheese. Thank you.
You watched the Oscars.
Okay, so
I'm
let's clear it up.
You took off
with your family.
For some Oscar
right?
time.
Yeah, my family did like a little Oscar thing because
See?
Everyone, it was we were having a big family day. We were going to go to the, you know, Disneyland, whatever. And yeah, the weather rained it in. They said, let's have a fun Oscar thing at our house.
Yeah.
You know, anyone who wants to watch it, come on over. I was like, okay. My mom told me, she was like, I'm going to make something for dinner. You're going to lose your mind.
Oh.
You're going to go.
Little
you're gonna
Caesars.
Go eat
wow.
shit.
DiGiorno.
Hey, you're not far off the You're not far off the
what?
Mark. I couldn't have guessed it in a million years. She's like, do not. do not come over here too early. You're gonna see
it's gonna spoil it.
You're gonna spoil it. We got a dinner planned. You're gonna
she
love
cooked
it.
This, or
and
she...
so I'm like, okay, yeah. Well, you know, and to be honest, I gotta be to preface this too. I don't know what's been going on or what happened, but well, I guess I could. I know, but since our East Coast tour,
yeah.
I swear to God, I've been at the studio till like 6 a.m. every fucking day. Yeah. Normally, sometimes that happens. I come. But I was just so burned out. So I was like, you know what? Yeah, this is going to be a family day. I'll just do it. Okay, yeah. Fine. I went over there. Like, all right, you ready? Yeah. And you know what it was?
What was it?
Kraft macaroni and cheese. I was like, what? And she's like, when was the last time you had this? And I was like, honestly, it's been probably 20 to 25 years. She's like, exactly.
Oh, yeah?
Try this. And I was like, that's really fucking good. Yeah.
It's the cheesiest, man.
For me, it was Tuesday.
It's the cheesiest.
Or I have not had that in 20 years. So she was fucking with us, but the joke was good because it was seriously, I was there and my brother was there too. And we were like, I haven't had this. It's so long. This is fucking great. Anyway, whatever. So it ended up being funny. But anyway, yeah, I was.
Mm. Were they happy Parasite won?
Yeah. They loved it.
They loved it. Yeah. I saw it.
Yeah, same here.
You did.
We both borrowed Parasite. It from Rocco.
I saw it.
Yeah, I loved it. Everyone I talked to, I think, loved it.
Yeah, it was
everyone
great. Does.
But you know what's interesting?
Fantastic.
Let's hear this out. This is interesting. No, I watched the movie, loved it. Wasn't scared at any point. I was definitely stressed out. Very like, oh fuck, what's gonna happen? Oh yeah. My god, like a lot. I have woken up every night since I've seen it at 3 a.m, scared of one shot in the movie. And the shot is like burned into my brain.
What is it?
When I watched it, it wasn't even scary. Really?
I don't know if you should spoil it.
I'm not. Yeah, yes. Oh. It was that. What Garrett said.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, because
that
shot sticks out as being very visually iconic.
It.
And I wonder how long it took to get that lit and perfect.
That one shot.
Yeah.
Fucking scares me at 3 a.m. And but that's it. Like Kevin, when I saw the
movie,
it's
not scary.
It's
not.
But that's a good shot.
I agree.
It's a great shot, and it's for some reason this one is like burned into my brain. Yeah. And I saw it like, oh man, that was creepy, cool. And then, fuck, dude, like I can't. In the middle of the night, I'm just like, think of that one shot.
Director,
did you borrow it, Kevin?
I did borrow it, but I instead of watching it, I watched another movie last night. So.
Oh, we'll talk about that in a second. But yeah. I want to rewind it really quick, too.
Sure.
I want to, you know, because some people are just tuning in for the first time or haven't been watching for years.
Yeah.
When I yelled, I saw it just a minute ago. There is an inside joke here. Local News in San Diego, the local CBS affiliate. They have a weather guy that's kind of that every now and then
he's
would chime in kind of dorky. And there, when National Treasure 2 came out, another announcer was reporting the box office results and went, in box office news, National Treasure 2, and this weatherman yelled from off camera, I saw it! And you could tell no one
appreciated
it. Everyone
is just
it.
Like...
All the crew
and,
stops.
Yeah, they go like this. Was the number one movie this weekend. So anyway, if you ever hear us yell that, that's what
that's
it is.
That's what it is. Classic moment.
National Treasure 2. I saw it!
I
was number one.
Don't know how this happened, but recently I was just messing around with you on the Apple TV with YouTube and just watching personal channel videos with like the older kids. And I don't know why. But then I'm like, favorites. I haven't favorited a YouTube video in a decade.
Oh, favorites on your account. Yeah.
So I'm just like looking through, like, why did I favor
so many?
I was watching those with the kids. And that just reminded me because that was on the list of I favorited that. But there are some things that's like, this is not funny at all. Did I think it was funny back then, or did I just think it was so lame that why did I favorite this? What was my logic?
Well, was it someone getting hurt or
something? No, it was just terrible. Most of it is deleted, honestly, but some of it was like, this is just offensive, but did I favorite it because it was offensive? I don't think it was funny, right? I don't know.
Oh, you're talking about my first inflation.
I can't figure out
what was my logic behind this. Was this being like an ironic favorite or was this like a legitimate? I don't know.
But that goes to show you like your brain changes and you think you're changing in real time, whatever. And then you see proof of something you did when your brain hadn't changed into what you are now yet. And it's like a foreign language.
Yeah.
And
embarrassment takes over.
Yeah. But so, there's one video that Kevin filmed it and uploaded it. and I hadn't seen it forever. I was literally crying. I was laughing so hard. I don't know what it is about this video. Kevin, it's always been my favorite video. It's you showing off our new tripod.
Oh, that video's hilarious.
10 years ago.
That video is great.
I fucking love that video. You both play it off perfectly. It's fucking one of the best things we've ever filmed. Yeah, it's beautiful.
I think that's genuinely one of the funniest personal channel videos, yeah, whatever. And it's on Kevin's channel.
Yeah.
I
don't know what it's called, like new equipment.
Yeah, it's like new equipment or something. Like,
I'll put the link of this in the podcast though. Maybe I'm gonna cut you right now.
I've been noticing a lot of you have been asking a lot of questions on what kind of like equipment they use, like mics, cameras, things like that. Well, they just got a new tripod, and I really want to show you too. It's pretty cool. Okay, here it is. They got the 501 HDV, and it's pretty nice tripod. So enjoy that little insider information, and I'll see you next time.
Okay, we're back. I think, is that glad okay, Kevin, that I show it on the podcast? It's so fucking good.
I don't know whether it's okay for Rocco.
Oh, it's fine with me. I just remember being in the office one day, and Kevin was like, okay, I have an idea, but could you be on the toilet? Like, would you feel weird if I filmed you on the toilet? I was like, my gut was no. But my gut was like, what? But then I was like, well, that's how you should feel before a good video.
Yeah.
Is what?
God, you know, that so video it worked fucking out. Rules. I love that video, Kev.
We're hyping this huge thing up for people at home.
Yeah, they've already seen it.
They're going to watch a 20-second thing that's like, what?
They're like, why is this so funny? It just gets me.
That's my sense of humor, you know? Yeah. Right there.
Anyways.
But yeah.
Fun stuff.
Speaking of our sense of humor, we lost it.
Oh.
Of course, I'm doing a spoof. Because this last week we put out a new video on our channel.
Yeah.
Called this is what games are like in the future, or what video games are like in the future.
Yeah. Yeah.
What games may come.
And what games may come is what it should have been.
That should have been called that. Oh.
But you know what?
You got to keep me around.
That's a cute title, like it. But it's funny. Like, people don't click cute titles. Like, so you have to find that right mix. Because sometimes you got to go like, well, let me tell you what it's about. You have to find the right blend of telling people what it's about and also having it be a clever title. And sometimes you have to walk that line, but then there's some videos where it's like, look, it's not going to matter. Call it Tummy Ache. That video, it's like, how do you even describe it? You can't. Okay, well then call it Tummy Ache.
Make it vague.
Which I think is really one of the best video titles. But anyway.
Yeah.
We
put up that video. I've seen a lot of people stoked on that video, and it was really fun to film, honestly. We just had a good time filming it.
Yeah.
But I want to give some credit really quick, to Garrett, who was on set for probably, I don't know, 20 minutes of this shoot, because he's doing other stuff. He's busy working on other things.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
But you came in at the right moment, and we're like, what fucking game should we say is good? And you're like, and you instantly, Army of Two. I don't know why you thought that.
That was the perfect game to bring
up.
That
was the perfect. And everyone is commenting, like, yeah, Army of Two. Who would think of that game?
Right.
Garrett is the one person.
Who's thinking of that in 2020?
Just Garrett.
And it was great because that's not a bad game.
No.
Because you could easily bring up, like, Avatar the Last Airbender on Xbox, or Big Rig's Over the Road Racing, or something bad.
Yeah.
But no, it's like Army of Two. It's like, well.
And I think our reaction to it was just like,
it was genuine.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like, that's
I mean,
good.
We're not upset about this, but okay, whatever.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I just remember it being the most like, hoorah, Marine Corps brothers. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
But that was the perfect one to bring up in this video. So yeah, video was just, we were coming up with, we kind of, the videos that we make are kind of based on impulse sometimes. I mean, sometimes people will ask us to do a certain thing. But when we're all kind of left to our own devices, it's really whatever comes over us. You know, towards the end of last year, we got bit by the bug of like, hey, a lot of big games came out that would be really funny to see reenacted in a homemade kind of way. And we did, and that's when you got the Death Stranding video, you got the Untitled Goose Game video. You know, we kind of hit all those real quick. But then, you know, we came back from our tour and it was like, we haven't done a video that's just kind of us just like hanging out and something something dumb keeps escalating, you know? Very like Metal Gear Solid 5 spoof-esque kind of video. And so that just kind of organically happened. I think people were pissed off about the new Smash DLC.
Yeah.
Which I was too. I'm not pointing a finger. But, you know, there was that. It was like, and then Cyberpunk had just been delayed and stuff like that. And so we just kind of shot the shit about, like, what if someone came from the future and told us about that stuff? Or, like, they have a lot of really great information, but all we care about is, like, who's coming to Smash? Who's coming to Smash?
I really love the idea that everything else is great except for some things aren't that great. Like, like, Bill and Ted's wasn't that great, and Cyberpunk 77 was just all right. And it's like the future sucks. Like that.
Yeah. And this video, a lot of it was improv.
Yeah.
But it really kind of does speak to like culture today where it's like, yeah, there's a lot of really important and intense political things happening and collapsing over here. Huh. I don't know what to think about that. Wait, there's another Fire Emblem character? What the fuck? You know, like that kind of, So anyway, so that ended up, that wasn't our plan, but it kind of happened organically. And I think it, works. So I think that's a fun video. I really like that video. And,
so did I.
Yeah. I liked filming it. There's a shot of me throwing Rocco's phone, and I really wanted a shot where I throw it at the camera. Johnny was on a roof filming.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to fucking hit Johnny so bad.
You're taking some risks with Johnny around. You're like throwing stuff at him.
Yeah. I honestly chickened out the last second, and the shot we didn't even use because it was like, it wasn't that close. I was being too nice.
Maybe there'll be behind the scenes or something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It felt, we're in the midst of, I mean, as we always are, we're always working on a bigger thing kind of in the background. We're working on we have a couple videos in the pipeline that are really like big videos. But you always gotta like balance that with the shooting the shit improv kind of off the cuff video. And I think this video filled that role really nicely.
Totally.
It was like Derek cracked us up. It was originally in there, but it kind of just didn't read. But you know, again, Derek was improvising and they do this new thing in Matrix 4 knife time. It's weird. We'll show behind the scenes later where we all just die laughing at that. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were just cracking each other up, and that it's just as important to me to have some of those as it is to have a bigger thing. There might be a kind of a bigger video in the next week, I think, which I'm really excited about. I was here again late last night polishing that up, and I think it's going to come out this next week. I'm really excited.
I hope so.
About
it. Shit. Okay.
This has been in the can for a long time, so I'm hoping people can see it. That's exciting.
It ain't going to be Boo Saga. I'll just get that out of the way. Or anything like that.
Or version 4. But it will be.
But it will be.
Something I'm excited about.
I'll say right now.
Version 5.
Give them a taste.
No,
I'm trying to. Wet their beak.
I'm trying to think of something nobody would want to follow up to. It is going to. Oh. What?
The Golden Compass.
The Golden Compass.
That's not. We don't own that.
I didn't make that, Brian.
But that's a good idea. Golden Compass. Yeah. But didn't they make an HBO show that
people
are saying is pretty good?
His Infernal, or no, his Dark Materials. Yeah.
That's the Golden Compass thing?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Because people are fans of that book series, and then Golden Compass apparently handled it shitty. It's like, man, that's the adaptation we got, but the series apparently is
now,
doing
is
pretty
that
good.
A kid's show?
Well, no.
Oh. No.
It's like, it's sci-fi. There's like cute little animals.
Okay.
Everyone has.
Not
like a little
kid show.
Ferret with them.
They went, here's what was missing from the movie, the word fuck.
Yeah.
Oh.
James McAvoy's in it, like in the beginning, and then he goes away for a while, but then he comes back hard at the end.
He comes back hard.
Yeah.
Came back.
Fuck
came
yeah.
Came back haunted.
Yeah, good job, James. Coming back
came
hard.
Back hard. McAvoy. Where did James McAvoy go? Oh!
He's back and he's hard.
He James split. McAvoy, Justin McElroy, Macklemore,
uh-oh.
Mac King,
Mac Tonight,
Mac Tonight, and Mackerel
Bernie Mac.
Sashimi and Bernie Mac and Bernie Madoff star in his Darker Materials, sequel. They'll say fuck.
I started watching more Picard.
Can someone animate that? Sean, please, Tuesday, edit the shit out of that segment.
Get
there you go.
That doesn't seem likely.
All those actors, Google each image. Fuck.
They started, in Star Trek, they were like, in Picard, they kept saying shit. It's like, Don't do that. You don't need this.
Yeah. Hey.
What? Engage.
Hey, CBS All Access. I tweeted about this. It seems like their formula is this show's back, but we say fuck. Because that turned me off on Twilight Zone too. Twilight Zone, and again, I don't mind profanity, but it felt like it was going out of its way. Ha! Fuck you! No, fuck you! Why don't you suck on my vagina? Well, why don't you put my dick in your face? What are we doing? What is
Jordan
this?
What do you do?
It's like, what are we doing? To serve man, it's a cookbook. Suck it.
Yeah. Yeah. So you know, and those of you who aren't Star Trek fans, there has been like one use of the word shit in Star Trek,
yeah,
at least
this
generation, and it's fucking awesome.
It's in a movie, right?
It's such a payoff, and no one saw it coming. It fucking rules. I'm just gonna spoil it.
Yeah.
It's in Generations. Data gets an emotion ship, so the first one is feeling emotions, and the Enterprise just blew up, and this disc part is about to crash on a planet and be destroyed. And it just cuts to Data and just goes, oh, shit. And then it just goes and it crashes. It was awesome.
That movie was on HBO or something once. I've never been a Trek guy. You know, when I'm sick, I'll put on Next Generation, and that's what I've seen. And I liked it. But anyway, never been a big Trek guy. Neither was my family. I remember being a kid and my dad turned it on HBO and we watched like a few minutes of it. Like shit was going down.
Yeah.
And it was that part.
Yeah.
And oh shit. And I remember my dad turned to me and he said, you know, all the fucking nerds went nuts in the theater for that.
The theater went fucking bananas.
Oh,
the theater
man.
Went crazy. It was awesome.
Shit.
When did that movie come out? Like
fuck dude.
90s, late 90s.
Seven, maybe. Okay. Maybe 90s, maybe earlier. Yeah. I don't know. But it was awesome. It was fucking awesome. That's my Star Trek.
They should have done that with Star Wars. They had episode 9. That could have been their one F-bomb.
Yeah.
Right?
Fuck. Yeah. Kylo Ren.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
Hey, Rey.
That should have been when they finally go against Palpatine at the end. And they, you know, and they're sending all this energy his way. He could have gone, you gotta be fucking kidding me. You know. That would have been awesome.
I'd save it for Ben. Maybe like him and Ray could use it like in a sexual way. Like, whoa, I'm Ray, thank you for saving me. One last fuck before I go.
One last.
And then he just dies in her arms.
One last. Well, maybe
he just dies inside her.
Kylo could be fucking. We don't know.
J.J. Abrams put a Wilhelm Spring screen. Right?
One last Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah!
That would be dope.
Should have been called Rides of Skywalker.
Yeah.
That
Rides of Skywalker.
Rides of Skywalker.
Oh, my God. Oh. We have fun here.
Oh, we try. You
know, we have fun here.
You know, we're just playing around,
couple
guys.
Goofs over here.
We're just improv. Toilet humor.
We're workshopping.
What was I even talking about prior to that? Oh, yeah, Star Trek, and they say fuck.
Yeah,
so. Yeah, but that's what I kept hearing. I wasn't hearing good reviews of the continued episodes of Picard.
Yeah, I saw the second episode halfway through, and I was like,
I heard after 3, it's good.
Is that what you've heard?
Oh, really?
What people said online.
Then I'll fucking keep watching, but I just don't know.
I didn't hear that. I'll say that.
I always hear that, though. It's always after 3 episodes. Oh, it gets good after 3. You always hear.
Yeah.
3 is a magic
I don't
number.
Think they get what I want.
Uh-oh.
I don't think they get it.
Let me, hey, CBS All Access, real quick. This is easy. I want the characters I love in standalone episodes. Thank you. That's all I want. That's not hard.
But I think it goes beyond that. What made Next Generation good, Derek kind of said this, I think, and I totally get it. Like, I agree with what he said, which was basically like Next Generation was almost this. Is the best way I've seen described. It was almost like ASMR.
yeah.
Very like, would take its time and it'd be quiet for a minute. And then someone would walk over and explain this thing. And it was. Yeah, what do we do about this? Well, maybe it's not about taking action.
It was
maybe,
comfortable.
You know, it was very like, yeah, it was
cozy.
Like, it was just food for thought.
One of
you know?
The best episodes is Picard is an old man playing the flute for the entire episode.
Yeah.
And
oh,
that
oh, I've
episode
seen this one, yeah.
Fucking rules.
Oh, that's a classic. Yeah.
So, like, you don't, I don't need crazy knife fights. Mm-hmm. I don't need that. If you want to throw one in every now and then, fine, but that's not what this is about. And I don't think they're getting that.
Yeah.
Has Guinan shown up yet?
No, but she's going to come next season.
Has Guyver showed up yet?
Guyver's in there.
You got get Will Wheaton in there. He ain't doing anything.
No, but he's doing this thing on All Access talking about it.
Why,
have you seen that?
Why is he in it?
Why is he in it?
Because
that's what Sean wants.
I don't need Wesley.
He wants all those kids.
I don't need Wesley. I'll say it. Sorry.
Anti-Wesley.
Damn.
Sorry. I used to love Wesley as a kid because he was a kid and I wanted to be him. But now I'm looking at it and going, this is... Why is this fucking kid solving all these problems that these fucking adults can't do?
You just crushed his hopes.
I don't believe this.
Yeah, number one would be able to solve it.
Sorry.
Before Wesley.
This side got that.
I got it. Wesley crushed
it. It's getting around.
It's getting around. Anyways, it's not about funny Star Trek anymore.
yeah, please.
Sorry. Speaking of funny stuff.
Oh!
Let's talk about the Sonic movie.
Let's talk about funny stuff.
Should we switch? And Kevin, do you want to be on camera for this?
No, I just be on my mic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sean, we're going to tell you all about it.
Yeah, fill me in, guys, because here's the thing. I didn't see it, because I'm going to upset some people. I didn't give a fuck.
Oh.
I don't care... I don't care.
It's a video game adaptation.
I do not care.
Oh, but that's momentous.
I don't care.
Oh.
I'm sorry. But I'm curious what you think of it because you are my friends. And if you say it's good, I'll go. But I don't care.
good?
So, full disclosure, I have friends who worked on this.
Sure.
And I think I think it is a testament to... Tyson.
Ooh.
We've known Mariel forever. She's done
dear friend.
She's done she did the artwork on the hoodie
that I'm
wearing.
We've known Mariel
forever,
almost 15 years more,
yeah,
maybe.
And her husband is Tyson and he could not be more talented.
Yeah. He's in our DBZ video.
Yeah. And the thing is, what's not fair is he worked I think really hard on this Sonic movie. He is responsible for the redesign of Sonic in the movie.
Say that
in
now?
The credits, and, yeah.
Oh yeah, he's okay. Yeah. That's public
information.
We've
known that forever, but we didn't say it because we didn't know if we were allowed to. But
yeah,
that was him.
He added so much of the charm to the character that wasn't I don't think going to be there, and he deserves all the credit. What sucks is he deserves so much notoriety for that, but he's always going to be known as Android 16 in our DBZ Cell Saga in 5 minutes video.
Yeah.
And I just don't think that's right.
That role overshadows him, though.
Yeah, just kind of, he's going to be typecast. And I just feel like, he deserves a lot more credit for Sonic. No, but he really did do an incredible job considering how different the conversation would have been this weekend. So...
Sure.
A lot of props to him. So 100%. I have to word this as nicely as I can.
Totally.
It was dog shit.
Oh. The story?
That's the best I got.
The movie was dog shit?
Yeah, it was.
I thought it was comprehensive for a children's film.
Did you see Detective Pikachu? I fell asleep during Detective Pikachu for almost the same reason. I fell asleep during that movie, too.
Yeah,
that's nice.
I never saw that.
if you want to fall asleep.
But I thought it was horrible, but I don't think that it was... I'm not even going to say the like good for a kids movie thing. I don't think it was good for
I've seen
kids
kid movies that are good.
There are some. This one is not
That exists.
It.
But... I don't think any of that, this is what I was telling Mariel yesterday, is I don't think, I didn't like it, but it just made me appreciate what Tyson did more.
Mm-hmm.
I really left it with like, you know, the conversation this weekend, whether I liked it or not, the conversation this weekend, really, everyone who's seen it, think about the movie that you saw. The conversation this weekend would have been, why was that a Sonic movie? Why was that called a Sonic the Hedgehog movie without what Tyson did for that movie?
Right.
The conversation would be like, what is it? But because of these anchors that Tyson put in it to the character and to, what people felt like familiar with that character, you know, you see the image of Sonic and you're happy to see him. If you ever played those games, it's like... Again, visually, it's comforting to see him, you know? None of that would have been that way. Look at the way the old trailers were.
Yeah.
If that freaky little fucking alien was doing what was in this movie, I don't. Yeah, the conversation would have been totally different. That guy deserves all the Hollywood should be kissing his feet. Well, Paramount, I should say specifically, should be kissing his feet. That being said, I think what was shitty about the movie existed before he got there. The real sorrow of the movie to me hit when, and I'm not going to spoil anything, but, you know, there's an animated credits, you know, all these movies, when they end, it goes to an animated portion of the, you know, they'll recap the movie or whatever. And it hit that part in this one, and he's like running through a bar and, you know,
it's like 16-bit recaps.
A motel and a bathroom. And it's just like, so that was when it really sank in. I was like, that's what the Sonic movie ended up being, huh? Like, we went to fucking bar. We like hung out in a bar and
went real fast here.
I mean, it was like, that's what we got, huh? Like, that's when it really was, it sank in. Like, damn, man.
People seem so amped online.
But here's what it is. Feel free to disagree. I'm ready for people to fire back here. But I'm saying this as a Star Wars fan, and I'm saying this as a person who liked this movie. But when Force Awakens came out, I remember hearing that weekend, this is the best Star Wars movie ever. Right? Because people were like, oh my God, they did it. They finally did it. This was as good as A New Hope. And, you know, and I still like Force Awakens.
I'm not saying shitty.
Yeah. But it was this Stockholm Syndrome thing of I so wanna like this after I've been beaten down so much by
prequels.
You know, yeah, the prequels were so like punishing almost.
That was terrible.
That it was like, oh, thank you. I saw a glimmer of it and I'm taking that. And I feel like that's where Sonic is. Sonic is in this place of like, man, I want to love a Sonic thing so bad. And there are glimmers of like neat things in this, but that's what it's like. Oh, this was a video game movie that wasn't completely punishing to my senses. And there were a couple of neat things that, you know, it's like, I'm curious what people will think after the hype
and the fun because I did not hear
one bad review for this the first day.
Oh, really?
But today I started to see a little bit of it turning.
Okay.
I started to see a few people that I trust go like, what the fuck are people talking
about?
But
you know what
that is? I do think it's just that you want, I think there's a little bit of a Stockholm Syndrome thing.
Well, I also think that the people who were most likely to love it and are the people you're describing, see it day one, day two. And people who are like, I guess I'll see it, whatever. The kind of fan
average
sees it now is like,
the normie.
What the fuck? Like, they're more
Sonic
like
freaks.
They're not so desperate
night
to like it. They see it for what it is, probably.
Yeah,
I kind of think, like I said, I think it's fine for a kid's movie. And I think that's what the studio set out to do, is make a kid's movie. I mean, he does the fucking Fortnite dance in it twice. So,
oh, my God. That's only to appeal to children. He does the Fortnite
dance
twice.
It will appeal to children well. Ew. But I think it was fine for what it was. If I would have wanted to see anything done different, I thought the opening of the film was like in a jungle that was a full it was like an all CGI cartoon. Mm-hmm. It was like him in his world. It wasn't him
on
Earth.
It should have been that. That should have been the movie.
If the whole movie was him on a Sonic world and it wasn't on Earth with human characters, it would have been great. Mm-hmm. It would have been better than what it was.
So that was cool. But, you know, I keep hearing like, this is the kind of movie you get when you adhere to the source material and you honor the source material. So I just want to throw this out there.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I've really been participating in the Sonic stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't remember this guy ever, like in my mind, he was kind of like quiet and cool. And I'm not saying like the movie has to be 100% to that, but, I wanted this thing to die. Like, this thing in this movie is like a burden on everyone.
Dude, he wants
and a friend. And he's making a bad joke every 2 seconds and then ripping a fart and then doing the Fortnite thing and then causing a problem everywhere. And I'm like, in my mind, back in the day, like, Mario was the one that was kind of, like, cute but dorky, and then Sonic was, like, cool. And, okay. Not that there's no room for comedy there, that shouldn't be funny, but, if you would have told me 27 years ago when I saw the Mario movie, and you would have told me in 27 years there'll be a Sonic movie that comes out and you root for Robotnik, I never would have believed you.
Wow. Mm.
But
we should talk about Jim Carrey in that.
Yeah.
Specifically, I didn't want to laugh at him because it was just Jim Carrey tricks. Mm-hmm. It was a funny face and a dumb, like, mean thing to say to someone. It was just. Oh, same old Jim Carrey.
Here's the thing.
It was just annoying.
But Jim Carrey, here's the thing. Yeah. I have the same notes for Jim Carrey as I do as him as the Riddler in Batman Forever. Good choice for that role, but it doesn't work as well when everyone in the movie's acting like Jim Carrey. You know what I mean? If he had been himself in kind of this fish out of water situation, it might have been funny, but everyone in that movie is going, that when you go to him, it's like another, instead of a breath of fresh air, it's another gasp of funny, like, of laughing gas, you know? It's just, oh my God, it's like, I need a break from this, you know what I mean?
Yeah. When he showed up, I was like Jim Carrey.
Yeah,
like,
but
his entrance scene, I was like, I don't have the energy to put up with this fucking person.
But yeah, when there reached a point where we hadn't seen him yet, and Sonic was such a draining, loud thing that I thought, oh my God, and they're gonna fit Jim Carrey into this.
I'll give you that.
But to be fair, I still stand by this. I can't think of a better. I still think he was a great choice for that role. I honestly do.
Kelsey Grammer.
I just wish there was a better situation.
Just bring everybody else down to a lower level.
Yeah, or something. Yeah. I don't know. But there are a couple moments I dug. But again, I really can't say it enough. I think what Tyson did made Sonic survive that movie. You know what I mean?
Right,
like,
yeah.
Sonic came out, like, I think any feeling people had of, yeah, Sonic, was because of that guy. And he should be applauded over and over again. It made me so fucking proud of that guy. He did a great job. So, Tyson, you nailed it.
You didn't write it.
No, my hope is that this is big enough that the next one, it feels like this one happened by accident.
Yeah.
Where it was like, oh, well, we got to make a CG kids movie. You know, you could have swapped Sonic out in this movie with a Smurf and it would have been the Smurf movie. You know,
sure.
It really wasn't, except for a few things, you know. My hope is that this was big enough that next one they could go big and be like, hey, now it's a Sonic adventure, so to speak.
It's proven.
And it's in his world and it's bigger than life. You know what I mean? And there's some of that fantasy, in you know, that can actually... carry what, you know, I don't know, like, you see images from the game and you see something that kind of, like, portrays that in a movie. I don't know.
If that happens, I hope they use Tyson to bring those other characters to life.
Oh my God, let him direct it.
The rest of that world. Because, yeah, I mean, I don't know if that's... That'd be fucking crazy, yeah.
let him do it. I mean, you've seen the like, cutscenes that he's directed for Sega, and that is the most... That, when I watch those, like, the opening he did for Sonic Mania... That in my mind is the epitome of Sonic and what I love. But again, I was never the lifelong Sonic fan. I played the games when they came out, and I was really, like, dazzled by them. And I loved Sonic Adventure 1 and 2. I mean, 2 was bad, but I, like, enjoyed that. But that's the extent of it. I was never, like, diehard some people. I'm not the best. You know?
This series has had people who, like, latched on, and Sonic is everything to them.
The people lust over
those
Sonic.
People, well, I know. For those people, I'm happy that they seem to like this movie. I'm happy for them. But, like, yeah. I think for the average person, no one's going to remember this movie.
For the niche Sonic fan, they're going to love it because there's, like, slight visual reference to Sonic's feet. You get a lot of very niche hedgehog action going on. I think what Rocco is saying about Tyson's work on the film, though, really did. It can't be understated, like, how visually that thing before that everyone was laughing at online. The reason the movie was delayed almost a year, that would have just been so much worse. In the way it's visually presented now, it looks like Sonic. It does act like Sonic. You do get some of the quirky attitude, and maybe he's not as cool like you're saying, Rocco. I definitely see that.
Yeah.
He is more childlike, and they kind of play it up as like, he's a little schizophrenic from being alone all his life or something. Like, mm-hmm. that's why he's talking to himself all the time, but it's... Mm-hmm. It's it gets grating.
Yeah, I think, honestly, the idea of this character, he's like Raphael in Ninja Turtles to me. Yes. He always was.
Yes. Yes.
And that character, yeah. or that character type is a 90s thing, and I think that yeah. I...
But I didn't feel like he acted that way in this movie. I didn't get those vibes at all. Did you? I mean, nope. I just felt like it was a nonstop noise-making thing. I didn't feel like, oh, this guy's got attitude. I just felt like it was... just a pipeline for bad jokes over and over and over.
I never thought
he had attitude or anything like that.
I didn't see him as having attitude. I saw him as like a maybe a kid with ADD.
Yeah.
But yeah. But they kind of play him
at
up like
warp
that.
Speed.
Yeah. They talk about him like he's a kid.
So yeah. Know? But I'm saying if somebody asked me to write like, okay, Rocco, you're writing a movie. Make a character that everyone just wants to fucking kill. He does everything. He. I mean, you go down that list, and it's just like, yeah. Oh, when there's a scene where he just rips a fart, and they're like, ew, what was that?
Do you enjoy seeing though a video game adaptation on the big screen? Because like, I'll see any video game. Like Wing Commander. I saw Dungeons and Dragons.
I don't. Give a fuck about
if
it.
If it's a video
people
game adaptation,
seem to be so interested
I will go to
in
the
that,
theater.
And they want it so bad. But video games have such great stories now, and they look so good. I don't need to see a movie adaptation starring Jake Gyllenhaal. I don't care.
They always talk about like, oh, the Metal Gear movie. It's in the works. I don't give a fuck.
I have the Metal Gear movie.
Played Metal Gear.
If they make it, like if it gets made. Unless it's a Uwe Boll film, I'll go to the theater and see it. If it's coming out and it's like, why not?
I don't know.
I love video games that much.
It's a franchise I really care about. Of course, but I don't really like.
It is not a selling point to me at all.
I think it'll just always get my butt in the seat no matter what.
The one time I was excited for it and I saw it and I liked it was Mortal Kombat when I was a kid. But like, I can't. That movie's not good now. But like, I liked it then. You know.
Yeah.
But everything else. Yeah.
I think this was a movie, like I said, I think this was a movie that people, it wasn't like the most punishing game movie ever. I would argue that, but it wasn't. and so then it was like, oh, wow, hey, I wasn't, I didn't lacerate my own eyes during that. Okay, you know what? Hey, how about that? You know?
Yeah.
I'm curious how time will treat it.
Only time will tell.
Kevin, anything you wanted to add to that?
This was the first movie in a long time that made me miss MoviePass.
Oh,
because I very rarely walk out of a movie and go, oh, I wish I like I saw a movie. It was fun and stuff like that. But this one, I walked out. I was just like, fuck! I wasted my money. I wish I had. It was like. $15 a ticket, and I'm like, I would rather have that money than have seen that.
I had work to do here. I left to see it, and then I was going to come back, and I was halfway through going, oh, man, I got to get back to work. And I never think that during a movie.
Yeah.
And I was about to go, but I wanted to see all the, you know, they took the time to redo all that, and Tyson worked on all that, and I was like, nah, I got to see that. And I heard there was something cool in the credits, and there was. That was, I dug it. I'm glad I stuck around. But
you feel like you wasted your money, though, guys?
Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah, I wish I would have begged
my friends.
Well,
I'm glad I didn't go.
I almost went.
I got enough out of it to where it was like, okay, I'm glad I saw that. Curiosity, fulfilled. Tonight, though, I think I'm going to cleanse my palate and go see 1917.
Yeah.
Tonight you're seeing it?
I think so, yeah.
Oh,
if I can get a late showing after here. Depends on how long we go, but Roger Deakins got my number.
You
coming for you.
Are you saying Deakins or Dinkins?
Roger Deakins.
Because Deakins sounds like a Doug character.
Roger Deakins. He's a great cinematographer. Didn't he win something in the
Oscars?
I've got to
film something with Roger Deakins.
Yeah, he won Best Original Song.
Oh, Honker. Oh, wow.
Let's go get Fast Burgers. Who calls it Fast Burgers? Anybody?
Only Skeeter Valentine. Thank you.
I want to say thank you real quick to our sponsors.
Who is it?
We got one.
I think there might be one that Derek was supposed to do, but he's not. Fuck, he's not here.
He's so good at this.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Check it out. This week's sponsor is Ting Mobile Cell Phone Service. Check out mega64.ting.com and see what Ting is all about. Ting offers an alternative cell phone service. It's so you don't have to have all these complicated contracts. You only pay for the service you use, and it's entirely based on Wi-Fi. So everywhere you go, if you're at work, you're at home, you've probably got a Wi-Fi connection. Just get your cell phone service through that. Ting is on the big networks like T-Mobile and Sprint, so you're going to have great coverage everywhere you go. And if you go to mega64.ting.com, you'll get $25 credit for your first month of Ting service. The average Ting bill is $23, so you'll actually be making money on the deal. And good news, coming soon, Ting is going to add the Verizon network to its family of networks. So if you had problems getting coverage in the past, stay tuned. Check out mega64.ting.com.
I want to give a shout out to shop.mega64.com, one of the best sites on the web. That's right. I'm calling it right now. One of the top three websites you can visit is shop.mega64.com because they've got apparel. They've got media. Ooh. They've got, you name it, they've got it.
Mm.
And that's right. We got it all on UHF. And you won't believe what we have. That's right. The best clothing you can get.
The hottest.
Yeah. And we have all kinds of new items coming out all the time. Last week, I think we put out, well, we did. We had a we had some leftovers of a shirt that Mariel did, and it sold out right away.
Right.
But we had the Masked Man shirt,
yeah,
which is one of my favorite shirts I think we've ever put out. That's, I think that's still in stock, so you can pick that up. All kinds of stuff. We also like to do a 64-hour special, and that's a shirt you can only get for 64 hours. We put it up on the podcast, and by like Wednesday night,
it's gone.
We take it down, and it's gone, vanished into the night. Well, we have a new one tonight. It may or may not tie into a conversation we've had before, what? Or maybe just had.
Mm.
That's up for you to decide. The Sucks shirt is available for 64 hours.
Yeah, nice.
Right now. Now, I want to clarify. I want to clarify.
Please
that
do.
That was determined before any of us have seen the movie.
Any movie.
Yeah, 1917.
It doesn't really have to. It doesn't have to do with the conversation we just had about a movie.
No,
it doesn't.
It's not about Parasite.
But there was another conversation we had at one point in history that it may have to do with.
Yeah. Shouts out.
I don't know what, but it may. I'm just saying it may. I don't know.
I saw Meg in the chat. That was
shouts
her.
Out, Meg.
Yeah.
Thank you, Meg.
Thank you, Meg.
Love you, Meg.
She loves Whataburger.
But, yeah, anyway, so check that out. That'll be up for 64 hours. And I want to say patreon.com/mega64. You're going to want to check that out for all the extra stuff. You know, support the show, and then you get extra stuff. Literally just before the show, put up a new episode, a friend mentioned. We've been doing this series where we play, where we have played the cheapest games we could find on the Switch. And the one we put up last week was for Nikki, the Home Alone golf ball.
Yeah.
I think that's the hardest I've ever laughed at a friend dimension episode.
Yes.
Like, we all play this game and we're dying. You have to find. Seriously, go on our Patreon. if you aren't a member, get on there.
Yeah. It's a dollar.
At the minimum, for a dollar, you can watch it. And then we put out a new one today where we found like cheap games that were like memory and like, I mean, seriously, tic-tac-toe.
We
found the cheapest games on the Switch.
I was going through the Switch with my kids. They've been playing that game Go Vacation.
What is that?
It's like a Wii Sports Resort type thing, but it's like a lot more things. Anyways, it's the first game that I walked into the living room and all four of my kids have own control and they're all playing this game like together. I've never seen that before.
Set it up and everything?
They set it up. Like, wow. Lennon was able to play. It was cool. Anyways, the point is that we were going through the Switch and they're like, what is Teddy Gangs?
Teddy Gangs!
It's like, let's play it, and you can check it out. And then, like, so we started playing all these shit games. Like, why do you have these? Like, we are filming Friend Dimension.
Oh, man.
I don't know. Weird. Teddy Gangs, it was on sale. Usually $10. I don't think it's worth $10. I'm going to say
it.
No. There's no music. There's no levels. It's just,
there's no multiplayer.
There's nothing.
All four. Well, there is multiplayer.
It.
Wasn't. All four controllers control the same character.
Now that I played it, I don't think that's what happened.
I don't know if the episode is up where we played Teddy Games.
Oh, spoiler.
We played this game, Teddy Games.
It might not be worth it.
Teddy Bears Fight. I don't know if that's up or not. I can't remember.
Oh, well, sorry. I thought it was. But anyways, whatever.
But anyway, we're going to show some stuff, too, that we're going to have at PAX. We'll show that in a little bit.
Okay.
But if you're going to PAX East, stick around.
Yeah, we'll be there.
I watched a documentary on Hulu that I meant to watch forever called Dumb, and it's about Big Brother magazine
and
how it started. Have you seen this, Rocco?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Great documentary. Really enjoyed it. And a lot of things I didn't know about Big Brother. I didn't know that Johnny Knoxville fucking shot himself.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I have that escape video.
You do?
Yeah,
that Big Brother number two. Ask you guys.
That was part of the self-defense test that they did in Jackass because... You saw it in Jackass. He did he got hit with the taser, the pepper spray, all that. The conclusion of it was, all right, and then a bulletproof vest, and then you shoot me. And they got to that point in the video, and everyone was like, I don't think I can do this.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, if anything had gone wrong.
He's dead.
You go
to jail for
shooting him. You're on the hook for murder.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If you decide to be shot, that's your own business.
Right.
But... yeah, anybody who's an accomplice in that, like what? Yeah. What?
So I really didn't know much about it, but I was going to ask you guys, like, obviously CKY we've all seen, and all have, I believe. Like, I think I have all the CKYs. It's one form or another.
Dude, Kevin's been buying them on VHS.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah. I was showing Kevin that I was going through my DVDs and I found
the first
CKY on DVD, and I was like, I didn't know I fucking own this. And then Ginny's like, you don't. I bought that when I was in high school. That's mine.
I didn't.
I was like, I don't remember buying this. She's like, it's because I bought it when I was a kid. Anyways, but have you guys seen the Big Brother? But you have him.
Yeah.
I've never seen those. I
found those like before I found CKY videos and before I found before Jackass existed. Like, I skated and me and my friends all watched the Toy Machine skate videos and those Big Brother skate videos and other ones, Birdhouse videos and stuff like that. But I remember Big Brother number two being like the most extreme.
A lot of those clips just made it into Jackass. Just like CKY, exactly. A lot of the old stuff before Jackass was made, they just put it. And clipped it into the show. Same thing for these.
Then I found out about CKY 2K because that had just came out.
Right.
Like, I got that at my skate shop, like, on a tape.
Fuck yeah.
But, the Big Brother videos are great.
Yeah, it always seemed, like, really extreme to me. Like, I don't know. Like,
too much?
It's a lot
more. Every now and then I get a glimpse of, oh, yeah, they did this. Yeah, he shot himself. Oh, they, they would do stunts that sounded like, oh, I don't know if I want to see that. CKY was more like, hey, we're in shopping carts and pushing each other.
Yeah, CKY was a bunch of crazy high schoolers with nothing to do.
Although even that, that would push it sometimes. Like, this is me shitting, you know. But,
right.
But
Big Brother seemed to go. It seemed to go along too with like drug use and like sexual
Big
stuff.
Big Brother,
too.
Those
skate videos got a lot more going on than CKY did.
Yeah,
yeah, it does seem that way. They seem way more intense. But I was just curious because I had never watched them, but I've seen the CKY 1,000 times.
Yeah,
so I was just wondering. But great documentary. They show you everything. Like, you see people shitting. You see it all. Hulu will show it. It'll show it all.
I love Hulu. Yeah. Show it all.
Show it all.
Wasn't there like a Big Brother book that was supposed to come out or something?
Oh,
named Dumb.
Did it come out?
I think so.
Oh yeah, I didn't even check that.
That'd be cool.
It's so funny to see like Spike Jonze, like being interviewed for it, and Tony Hawk, whatever. Yeah. But they're talking about one of the articles was like how to kill yourself, and they get step by step of how to kill yourself, and then it cuts to him.
Yeah,
and it's like, I don't know why we did that.
But it was just like the most rebellious things they could think of, just to piss off the establishment, you know.
Yeah, yeah, and that. Yeah. But it just shows you, like, oh, we were just in our 20s, not thinking anyone could actually kill themselves or would because of this, but they probably did.
Did they go in to? I haven't seen that documentary in a long time, but they talked to Larry Flint.
Yeah,
he was the publisher of Hustler magazine, who published Big Brother, right?
Eventually,
eventually, not right off the bat.
But did they talk to him in that documentary?
I mean, it's old footage of him.
Oh, okay.
He's dead, right? He's long dead?
I don't think he is dead.
What?
I don't think so.
Him and Ron Papier are still alive?
Yeah. Larry Flint is still alive, yeah.
What?
Larry Flint is still alive, yeah.
Oh, my. Wow. Huh.
Print is dead, but...
57 years old.
Larry's
he's only 77. Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Was he shot in an assassination attempt?
Larry Flint?
Is that why he's in a wheelchair?
Larry Flint? I don't know anything.
I thought he had like a medical thing.
Well, getting shot would be.
Yeah, that'd be one hell of a medical thing.
I started typing assassination and it came up.
No. Oh.
I think that's what happened. He really? Was a. He would always offer. He got into politics a little heavy too because he would always offer $1 million towards certain politicians' impeachment that he didn't like. And stuff.
Yeah, they're saying Garrett is right.
And I think someone tried to kill him.
Yeah, in 1979. Whoa,
I didn't know that.
There's a video of it if you guys ever want to check it out. But there are multiple angles of an assassination attempt on Larry Flint.
And that's why he's in a wheelchair?
Yeah.
Maybe. But he definitely. The guy who shot him is dead.
Oh.
Wow. Yeah. Well,
that is nuts. I never knew that.
Huh.
He got his.
Jeez.
Okay. If someone paid you money.
How much money are we talking?
Now, well, that's what we'll get to.
We don't know what we're doing yet, Garrett.
You don't even
know. Relax.
All right. All right.
Yes, I'm in.
Chill.
I'm in.
I'm ready to make some money.
If I said, okay, here's the bulletproof vest. I'm going to fire a gun at you.
Uh-huh.
How much money to do that stunt?
I don't think I would do it.
There's no amount. And no funny business. You're not going to get shot in the face. You're not going to... Whatever. It will hit the vest. You will survive.
What millimeter? If you can 1,000% guarantee I'll survive.
I guess you can't. It's a standard issue bulletproof vest, and I'm going to shoot a standard gun at
9mm? So I guess that's 22? The most you can guarantee. What are we talking?
I will tell you, and this is real, and it's going to sound like a lame answer. This is real. Mm-hmm. Before I had kids, $100,000. I would do it.
Okay.
Right. Now, I wouldn't do it. It's
too much of
now,
a risk.
$200,000. People depend on me. I can't do that. But, and that's interesting because Johnny Knoxville did it saying, oh, my girlfriend got pregnant. So I had to support him somehow. So I wanted to do something crazy so I could like.
Yeah, he had the reverse approach.
He did it because he had a kid coming.
And
but
look at him now. He's rich
see?
As hell.
Sean,
I know.
Telling you how viral would that video go? It wouldn't. He wouldn't. That'd be on YouTube for 10 seconds before it got taken.
Oh yeah. And you know what's funny? I had such a this would be us moment of him holding the gun and he has to go all the way around.
Yeah, there's one in the chamber and he has to Russian roulette himself.
And but it's they kept calling him PJ. It's like PJ, this is stupid. Let's not do it. Yeah, you look so
that's
fucking
his real
dumb.
Name.
You
yeah,
look
PJ
you look dumb, man. You look so fucking dumb. Let's go. Stop. Stop. Fucking stop. And like I've been there in moments where it's like, okay, this isn't a good idea. Yeah. Let's not do this. Let's not do this.
He was going all out before he was famous.
Like, I know. That's insane. I know. Oh.
Yeah, that was gnarly. I don't have kids.
How much money?
I would say what I have heard about it is that it is like a cinder block to the chest.
Yeah. Sure. You're hurting.
Like and some people have broken a rib.
I'm sure.
That is not out of the question. I would, in the hundred thousands, I'd think about it.
But, you know.
Like, if someone said, hey, 100,000, ooh, man, I'd have to, like, weigh the options. Just, you know, easy 100,000.
Yeah.
But is it easy?
Even right. That, I mean, quick 100,000.
There you go.
But even that, I don't know.
Now that he's done it, I see that he was fine, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. See, that's
but
what I'm saying.
But, you know, like, he gets in the car, takes off the vest like he's fine. But I bet you're right. I bet he was fucked up afterwards, but the adrenaline was
he's bruised as fuck. He's sore for days.
Yeah, have to be.
Now, okay, he's alive. Factor this in, too. Nora in The Leftovers did it as a sexual thing.
Oh,
She seemed to like it. So
I forgot about that.
Like look shot? At both sides. Maybe it'd be hot.
Dude, that show's so good.
Maybe I'll do it, and I'll be like, this is the only way I can jerk off.
That show is great.
You know, you never know. People at home, this is a comedy podcast. Do not do any of this stuff. But I'm saying if there's a 50-50 shot, I might.
50-50 shot of death or life?
No. 50-50 shot, I might like get
off on it. Get off on it.
Oh, you're going. No,
it gets imprinted into his brain. And, you know, I think I got a hard number for a 22.
I don't know bullets, but you know this shit.
A 22
is that standard?
That's like
9mm standard.
22 is like a light little pistol or like rifle.
Oh, okay. That's nothing.
Okay. Small caliber. 22, I'd do it for standard Kevlar vest, $5,000.
Whoa.
Really?
But we're talking 9mm, 38. I need a million.
Really? A million. Yeah. Not so 500,000 you wouldn't do it.
No. No.
900,000 you wouldn't do it.
People in the chat are saying 22 is a sneeze.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yes. I'll do it almost for fun.
Tell you what.
That's why, like, 5 grand.
That's like a pellet gun. Dude, 5 grand.
How about 22, no vest?
Ooh.
Garrett, no.
I mean, that was a joke.
The answer's a no.
That was
what about
a joke,
like,
but...
no, but what about thigh or like butt cheek?
No, that's, you're gonna get shot.
You know what? Hey, there was a joke we wrote for version one that never made it in. I mean, I'm talking 2003, where someone was gonna have a gun and like, careful with that, and someone would respond, please, 50 Cent was shot 9 times. I think I could take one. And I remember thinking that was so funny. We never ended up getting that joke.
We never used that?
No, we never
did. I remember hearing that joke.
Yeah, we used that so many times.
I remember thinking, don't give that joke away. But it's like, dude, it's been 17 years. I think I could
say it. Yeah, we said that so many times.
I think I could take one.
I think I could do one.
But anyway, again, no one, don't listen to anything we're saying. This is not funny.
We're comedians who didn't like the Sonic movie. Don't get mad.
Don't get mad.
Good enough of context
get
as any.
Even. Oh wait.
No.
Don't do that.
Don't get even. No.
Do you remember that episode of The Sopranos where the rapper guy wanted to? He paid.
Oh yeah.
He paid Bobby, I think, to like, hey, you know, if I get shot out in public, then I get.
Oh yeah.
Then I get
street cred.
Street cred, basically. Yeah. So you know, I'll pay you, and just at some point, do it. But like. I think that wasn't that the name of the episode, the fleshy part of the thigh? I think it was. Where
probably.
It was just like, you know, hit me somewhere like that where it's no big thing. And then he does it and kind of bungles it and he shoots him in the ass. And it's like, it like doesn't make him look good.
No,
it's like a joke.
All the rappers make fun of him.
Oh, my butt cheek.
That was great writing. That was really good. Because it's like, you think it's not going to be a big deal. And it's like, well, it doesn't really get street cred for that. Oh, my butt.
My bunners. Oh, no.
Another great. Did I already talk about this on here? I feel like I did. I thought when a woman got shot in the butt in Mulholland Drive.
We did talk about that last podcast. Yeah,
it bit me.
Me.
That happens a lot of things. Forrest Gump happened too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you got shot in the buttocks.
Yeah.
Right?
Something bit me.
What are all the best butt shots in movies? Butt gunshots, I should.
Yeah, yeah.
I was going to say Requiem for a Dream, but.
Oh, come on.
Come on, Brian.
I haven't seen it, but it's probably something stupid.
CKY2K.
CKY2K. Yeah. Hard cut to. Someone taking
Bjork.
A dump.
Then Bjork music.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
shot in the butt.
I can't.
Someone. Yeah. I got to get a compilation together.
Yeah. I'm at a loss.
Yeah.
Do you remember what? Oh shit! What was I gonna say? I was gonna say, what do you think is the most? How do I say it? Not realistic, but most visceral, like gunshot in movie, like in movies, you know, in terms of like, whoa, like they fucked that guy up with, what comes to mind is always like, I feel like Tarantino's last couple movies, like when someone gets shot, it's like, you feel that, you know?
Yeah.
Like Hateful Eight and Django, like people get shot and they fly 20 feet and stuff.
Django's
I have a new one.
What?
Recently, like the first thing that popped to my mind when you said that was Uncut Gems.
I haven't seen it. Yeah,
it doesn't
okay.
leave anything. It doesn't spoil anything, but that's all I can think of.
I hear so much about Uncut Gems, and I know nothing. Except for that, it's a fucking bummer, and I don't feel like watching.
It's a fun movie.
Is
Sandler
it fun?
Got snubbed.
It's greatly fun. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Okay, then I'll see it. Because I don't know.
Marriage Story seemed like a bummer too, and I really enjoyed that movie.
So. Yeah,
you never know.
What's the movie where 50 Cent is with Robert De Niro and he gets shot out a second store club window? He falls screaming out a glass window in a club.
Yeah. I don't know.
That is my favorite scream, and I think it was added later. That everybody knows. Oh yeah,
it's definitely
scream,
ADR.
Yeah, that's my favorite scream. 50, yeah.
That's an impactful gunshot.
Freelancers. Is that what it's called?
Oh, you know what? When Zed gets shot in the dick by Bruce Willis.
Oh, and Pulp Fiction.
In Pulp Fiction, yeah.
Mm.
Oh.
I thought
that was shotgun blast to the crotch.
In The Irishman, I felt like that was very realistic. every time they shot someone, it wasn't really a big deal.
Yeah.
But it was just like, bam, bam. And then like they walked away.
It was
more
just unfortunate.
It was, but it wasn't like this gun annihilated you. It's just like probably what would really happen if you got shot.
Yeah.
I thought.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a more real feeling, I guess. In that sense, it feels
because
visceral,
but the Matrix, you get shot and it's like the craziest, like flying three backflips out the window or something crazy. But
speaking of that, they've been filming
so
Matrix
much.
4.
So yeah. much is coming out.
So much is coming out because they're in broad daylight filming
like knife time.
Yeah, yeah. People are gathering around and there's all kinds of videos. And I looked at it a little bit. And now it's starting to hit the point where I don't want to look at this anymore. Yep. Don't show me anything.
You're seeing Keanu like that could be spoiling scenes, right?
Yeah. The only thing that I agreed to see that I was like, okay, and it was right out the gate was Keanu is they're filming him walking down the street. They're filming in San Francisco. And they filmed him walking down the street. And man, Keanu looks how he has the past few years. He has long hair and a beard and
the John Wick kind of look.
Yeah, and he's wearing like a beanie. He looks kind of just like what? Like I was not ready for that look in the Matrix. And here I'm thinking like, oh, he's gonna be all clean cut and he's got whatever.
Yeah, but, like Neo.
Yeah, but he isn't, and he's just dressed as like a normal dude with a beanie going to a restaurant. And I'm like, it got my imagination going. Like, is he not gonna be Neo in this one? Is he just Thomas Anderson again, or is this a different? Got you know, I don't know. That actually got me excited. So I'm like, okay, I'm probably, you know, good there. But people have been posting clips of like a lot of wire work, like over the city. And I have to say, like, regardless of where it ends up going or whatever, I do like that. And again, the Matrix had CGI and the sequels had plenty of it. But they had some really cool real stunts too, and I love that they're doing some real death-defying.
They're like flying off buildings and
yeah.
stuff.
Semis. Some real death-defying shit in this without CG. I'm like, damn! Like, I'm seeing some stuff people could die during.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's going to be a pretty interesting movie, regardless of whether it ends up being or you know.
I only saw the third one the one time in theaters.
Oh, no kidding!
I have not seen a Matrix movie since that.
Wow.
So you haven't revisited them?
I'll revisit all of them.
No, and I will. I was thinking, like, I think Emma and Beck are old enough to watch The Matrix. Like, we're there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we can watch that. So I maybe watch that with them. But I honestly, like, I didn't get it. The sequels, especially. The first one I got. The sequels I didn't really get. I think now that I'm older, I either I will get it more or I'm just a dummy. But we'll see. I'm very curious what I think of the sequels now. After so long, what I think
they're the most misunderstood movies. They're not great as sequels to the themes of the first one.
Yeah.
But man, they tell their own story so well. I'm going to do another set of commentary for them.
Right now.
Right before
I'm
going to
do,
out.
And I never did it for the first one. I'll do that too. Before the fourth one comes
out.
There you
go.
I'm going to do it.
People want it.
Cool.
Going back to Keanu Reeves looking the same in the new Matrix as he does in everything, I think that's because he is literally in every movie coming out.
Yeah.
And he just can't look.
He can't
change his look. He's in the SpongeBob movie with long hair. He's in John Wick with long hair. He's in Matrix with long
Why
hair.
Why is it?
He's in, like,
the SpongeBob movie, they're making a live action?
They make CG movies every couple
it's
of years.
It's weird.
Now.
It's like a very different look. There was a trailer before Sonic, and it's a very different looking animation than I've seen.
But they kind of did it with the last one, sort of, where they kind of make him look real or something.
Kind of claymation.
I never saw it.
It's like it looks a little claymationy, but it's not. Yeah. It's CG.
And you're saying he was in Sonic, right?
They referenced him.
Oh,
yeah.
But he's in so much stuff where he looks like that. I think he can't like contractually change his look for a movie.
Maybe, but I don't. I think they wanted him to look this way.
Okay.
I will say that because normally I'd agree with you. But here's the thing. Keanu is like diehard loyalist to the Wachowskis.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And he did like the sequels. He's like, this is like one of the only times I won't read the script. I'm putting faith in you guys because he had such a bond with them. And John Wick is made by just the Matrix's stunt people.
Right.
So I think if it called for him to cut his hair and shave, everyone would go, cool. For the Matrix, do it.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone involved is like in combat with like, oh no, he has to keep this look or he has to whatever. I think they would, I think all of them would bow to whatever the Matrix demanded. Mm-hmm. And I think they probably went, look, this fits this, you know, because again, it looks like he's walking around like normal dude. Mm-hmm. So maybe they thought like, well, hey, yeah, you don't need to cut your hair for that. No, like he's not dude. Neo in this one, maybe here. We don't know, but I mean, I think it's that.
There's so many this could be one scene and he looks like this and then the rest of it, he looks like,
you never know.
You don't fucking know.
Somebody did point out too, he shaved for Bill and Ted 3. He looks different in Bill and Ted 3. So,
is that all shot?
You never know. I think they're still shooting it right now.
Okay. He's probably the busiest fucking person in Hollywood right now.
Right? Yeah. Damn.
I really feel like it was E3. I mean, it was before that, but once that E3 Cyberpunk thing, that like took the world by storm, and all of a sudden people were just like all over him. It was interesting.
It really is. We talked about this before the podcast went on. It unfortunately is hitting a point of it's hit a meme level that's a little unfortunate. Because, we saw, Kevin brought this up. We saw the trailer for SpongeBob where he's in there as a joke.
Yeah.
Oh, it's cute. Oh, my name is Sage. And he's, you know, it's the Keanu Reeves joke. And then they do it in the Sonic movie. Oh, you're watching Speed? Oh, Keanu. Which he delivers it almost the same way as our joke in our video.
Is he really?
He goes, Sonic says Keanu! It that way. And we do that in our video before seeing the Sonic
movie.
Whoa,
we
said
nailed
it the same way.
Because it's a funny name to say.
And it's just the same, like, that joke keeps coming around, and it's like, man, it's not his fault.
Not his fault.
But he's going to be in everything coming out.
Yeah, it is. He's saying yes.
But he's wonderful. Like, he, you know.
You got to say no, Keanu.
No.
It's
not his fault. Yeah. Hey, if you're an actor in Hollywood, why would you ever say no?
Yeah.
You only have so many time, a finite amount of time people want you and shit. You just got to say yes to everything. You got to say yes.
I see nothing wrong with him being in everything. I've always loved him. But it's a bummer because that will come around and that'll get annoying, and it kind of is already starting to be, and hopefully it won't matter where, you know, he's in stuff and it's just cool that he is and it's not affected by this thing that can't stop, you know.
Yeah.
But I feel like that happened with Bill Murray too, and it's still awesome seeing Bill Murray and stuff. So
yeah, he was starting to get a little overly used.
Yeah, it hit a point where it was like, chill out. But I'm still happy every time Bill Murray's in something.
It happens with comedians for me, like Zach Galifianakis,
Will Ferrell. Yeah, I can see that.
Ugh. These guys have a peak. Adam Sandler, for instance, their career spikes and then they go oversaturate themselves, and I'm annoyed. Then they back it off, and it's like, okay. But some go too far. Like, I think Will Ferrell went so far in the awkward, like, oversaturated direction. I don't enjoy him in film now. Yeah. Whereas, like, I saw Adam Sandler and I'll see Zach Galifianakis and stuff, and I'm like, okay, you guys backed off.
Zach Galifianakis.
You backed off long enough. Like, I'm not sick of you yet.
Yeah.
Will Ferrell, I could never see again, and I'd be fine.
Yeah.
As much as everyone wants to see Step Brothers 2 and fucking Anchorman 4.
Yeah. It is also the projects they pick, because Will Ferrell was also doing a lot of annoying shit for a while.
Oh, I mean the Ron Burgundy podcast? Fuck off, Will Ferrell.
Yeah, we're masters of the podcast game, Will.
Yeah, we got it.
Yeah.
Don't get in our fucking... Keep making your million-dollar movies. It's out of our fucking...
We're doing the podcast. Will, you fucking idiot, Clorox. Ron Burgundy. Take that shit and shove it up your ass.
Is he in character?
Yes! Kevin, he's Ron Burgundy in the fucking podcast.
He's in character doing Clorox reads.
Will Ferrell, you should be ashamed of yourself for doing that.
Ashamed. Taking food out of other podcasters' mouths.
I had no issue with you, Will Ferrell.
Funny or die? Die, Will.
I had no issue until this fucking podcast, and now you really got my goat.
Oh, wait. Funny or die did die, didn't it?
I think. But we should contextualize. We're saying this as San Diegans who have to hear about that character every single day, times a day.
Like you mean whale's vagina ends?
Anchorman is a virus to us. So that's the context. It's not. I think there'd be a little. It'd be easier to just go, huh, whatever. But we have to hear about Ron Burgundy 10 times a day, and it's been 15 years.
Yeah, and it's stay classy, San Diego.
If you go to bars in San Diego, sometimes they have like big posters of Ron Burgundy up on the wall as if to shrine and immortalize him.
It's a real fucking
I won't eat at that establishment. I'll take my money elsewhere.
I love Lucha Libre Taco Shop, but I hate that they have a screen with Ron Burgundy on it
all
the time.
Yeah.
Like, just that cutout.
It is in the trash.
So at least it's out of the way.
Yeah, it's an old style TV, and the screen is just a picture of Ron Burgundy.
Man, you just said Lucha Libre tacos. I have not eaten today. And
me neither.
My stomach went.
I bought a mozzarella cheese sandwich.
Whoa.
From Starbucks.
Whoa.
Didn't have Tommy a Mott? Pill. Realized I don't have a pill, and I had to give it away.
Mozzarella cheese sandwich?
Yeah, it was like a tomato mozzarella
Tommy
sandwich.
Tommy Moss.
Tough it That's, out.
With like spinach. Is that
That's what the annoying guy said.
Yeah. Why would I buy a sandwich unless I wasn't hungry? I just didn't have a fucking pill. I can't have cheese.
Yeah, you got to keep a pill on you. I had so much food today.
Really?
Stopped off for a little carne asada chips on the way to the dog park. Enjoyed those there with the dogs. Back at home, eggs
dog
and
chips
bacon.
On the way to the carne asada park.
Bro, which carne asada park do you go to?
Los Tiny's Boys.
I go to Baby Lacer. We should meet up. We should hit up
like
the same.
Raiders fucker?
Yeah.
Let's go. Anyway, no.
What
else did you? Was that? That's what you.
No, had? I had amongst all the good food I had today, in spite of you non-eaters, I was doing. You might have noticed I have a little bit of congestion. I've been blowing my nose here.
I've noticed.
I'm having some allergic reactions
to what?
For
pollen
to something lately, and you know what? I figured out what it was. Mold.
Mold.
I have
in the chips
in your. In your house?
In my house.
That's not good.
I found a damp corner of the carpet. And I was like, what's going on here?
Uh-oh.
Move some bookcases. Whole wall wet and damp and growing with the fungus.
Oh, no. What do you do with
Don't
that?
Don't trust that fungus.
Dude, so this Saturday was like an emergency, like empty these bookshelves. Like bookshelves are trash because they got like soaked. And it sucks. Trisha's all her Disney Blu-rays that she has just bought.
Oh no!
The paper cases on them all are like. Well, if you were gonna be a collector at all, you would want that paper slipcover. But those are all.
Do you have to like change the drywall and
every,
stuff?
Yeah.
What is it? A leak from the roof? Or
I think when we had all that crazy rain like a month ago.
Oh no. Yeah.
It was rolling down the side of the house and coming in through some siding that was cracked or isn't. Properly sealed. So I started sealing and like fixing up the outside, but then I've got to like dry out and kind of aerate this nasty, wet, moldy wall and carpet.
You can buy a dehumidifier. You can not buy, you can rent probably. And just it zaps all the moisture out of the wall.
I don't think it's that bad. I think there was like surface mold growing and it wrecked these two bookshelves.
Yeah.
But I've got the carpet pretty much dry now and I washed the wall down and it's not too bad.
I would just move.
Yeah. I might have to.
No.
Stinks in that room now.
That sucks.
And that's the fucking that was the worst of it. It's our bedroom. So it's
your bedroom.
I've been sleeping in that. And not knowing for like a month while this was growing, maybe that was giving me all these asthma problems. And I didn't know there was a secret black fungus growing behind a bookshelf.
Terrible.
So that's been my fun little project.
But I have heard if you have a home, water damage is like no big deal.
Yeah, it's like the easiest thing.
They love
you've
that.
You've dealt with it, you know, when your neighbor's upstairs.
I don't know if I ever even talked about it.
Let the wall
because
get
I was
soggy.
So defeated by it. In 2019, my home didn't feel like my home because there was something wrong so often that it was like, I don't even want to go home. I don't. Fortunately, last year was the most I've ever traveled. And I think I was motivated by the fact that being at home pissed me off because it was never my home. But, no, I had, what happened?
It was like
I found
pipe
out a
burst.
A pipe burst in my bathroom, where it was like, the shower was just, it was just like sending hot water into the wall.
Oh, you don't want that.
Yeah, no, you don't want it. I actually thought I had, I think I just had a checkup for like termites and stuff.
Sure.
You know, just whatever to check it out. And the guy went in there and was just like, well, the good news is you don't have termites. Would you like the bad news? I was like, what?
Something
He's
worse.
Like, have you touched the wall of your bathroom lately? I was like, no. He was like, give it a touch. It was like, oh, I can just put my fingers through it. And he's like, yeah, that's this is a very, very wet. So whatever.
See, I wasn't that bad.
Yeah, this had been going on a while, and it wasn't an ongoing like leak. Sorry, guys. I don't know how exciting this is, but this is the joy of you know, having a home you call your own.
Yeah, but it's I mean, it kind of takes over your life though.
Yeah, like, it does.
This is your bedroom.
Water is your greatest enemy. If you move anywhere, you don't want anyway. So that happened, and you know, hey, I'm on it. I didn't have to pay a dime.
Wow.
You know, insured, whatever. We're good. Okay. They came in. But for months, they were, had to dry the area out, replace this, replace that. Da, 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 da. It went on forever. And then they, I've had like fucking hiccups. I feel like everything I've said all day, I've had to go, well, hey.
Well, you had hiccups. My nose keeps running and
really?
I can't breathe. Yeah.
So I apologize. So,
This is the congested cast.
I had hiccups when I was younger, too. Okay, this ain't an age thing.
I have a headache.
We're all fucked up here.
Oh, man. Anyway, so it just... just that was enough. That was enough. That was perfect. But, finally, after months, I didn't have a bathroom.
Yeah.
I had to use a different one or whatever. And I couldn't take a shower in my house. It just was not. It sucked.
See, it sucks when you have to wait on someone else to do the work, too.
Yeah. And so finally, after all that, they did it. And then they put in the new wall. And there you go. It's done. It's all sealed up. Okay. And like a week later, I got up real early, like 5 in the morning. And I go into the bathroom. And it was, and I'm hearing behind the wall. And I'm
right
like,
after it's
and I'm
done.
Like, I know that's not a good sound.
I know.
And I'll see if it's like that when I come back, because maybe something's just running. And I came back and it was still doing that. Called the guy in, and he went in, and he's like, yeah, you're the cold water pipe has just completely, like, exploded.
Oh, fuck.
And it was like, I don't know why they didn't replace that when they replaced everything else. I was like, yeah. So how's that looking? He's like, you're going to have to replace. They had to do everything
all over again.
Of last year, my bathroom was ripped up. And it was just, okay, well... What are you going to do? I'm already used to it. So they did that. I mean, that was like half of last year.
Yeah, I felt for you.
And now I'm going to get to the most childish part. All of that was done. And then around August, I was like, you know, I was cleaning up the place. I was like, you know, got it all fixed. Now my bathroom looks better than ever. All redone. Again, didn't have to pay for it. Thank God. All insured. Okay, great. You know, but I really want to spruce the place up. So I hired someone to like clean the place.
Yeah.
They did it while I was gone. I said, you know what? Just clean up all this area over here. My bedroom area has a lot of figures in it.
Sure.
I'll do that. I'll clean that myself. You just get everything else. And I wasn't there when they were there.
Oh, that's.
And they didn't understand. And they cleaned all of it. And they knocked over every figure. They straight up just knocked all the figures off the shelf to clean everything. It was like like they didn't know how to knock everything. You could tell by looking at it, they didn't want to knock everything over, but they didn't know how else to clean it. And then everything fell and they went, I don't know what to do, and gave up.
Oh my
I was told later they gave up. Basically, they were like, look, it's all knocked over. We don't know how you had this. And they left. And that was actually more defeating than the destroyed bathroom.
Yeah.
Because I got there and it was like, I've been setting all this up for years that I've been here. And it was all knocked over. I can't remember the last fit I had that big. I mean, I was like demoralized. It was
like, that would fucking crush.
I don't even know when I will set this back up. And I still have it.
No.
A little bit over Christmas break I did, but I'm not even done. It was just rows and rows and rows everywhere. It is straight up knocked over or on the ground, or it was like, oh my God, I don't even know what to do. I was broken. And so I left and I didn't come back. I had a little vacation.
That was a big part of finding this big wet spot on the wall and the carpet was, oh fuck. Clear these bookshelves full of figures off.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's no place. Moving figures around is the most lumbering and like awkward thing.
Sure.
Because they're delicate. There's no room for all of them.
Yeah.
We're trying to spread all these figures out everywhere. And then that's the biggest pain in the ass. I can't believe that.
When I saw that, I thought we had been robbed. Because I went in my room, everything was knocked over. I was just like, oh my God. There was a break-in. Oh my God. And I'm looking and no, it was just, I talked to the person who had cleaned and they were like, I didn't know what to do. It was like, okay.
So I don't think it's as bad as your wall leak, because I think I've got it like dried out enough to, I can just repaint and seal it up so where it doesn't happen again.
Yeah. But that still doesn't sound as bad as when they knocked all my toys over.
I'm paranoid.
The mold will
go away. I'm paranoid.
Go
I've got black mold and funguses.
Yeah, but black mold. You know, people issues. Had that. That's been around forever.
What
but
does it kill you?
Makes
I stronger?
Have are delicate.
Yeah, that's true. It's true.
You know, you want to spend the weekend setting those back up? Exactly.
Do I want to breathe easy at night though? I don't know.
No, come on. Know. When you're asleep, do you care what you're breathing in?
What it tastes like?
Come
you
on.
You eat bugs in your sleep. That's true.
Brian just said it in the chat, and I couldn't agree more. Fuck breathing. I want a shirt that says that. Yeah, like
I'm tired of all this breathing stuff.
I want to do like a lung piercing. You know what I mean? Like, wouldn't that look cool?
There's Buddhist monks that are they live to 300 years. They don't need to eat or even have breathing.
That's what I'm.
They
down
don't even they don't have breathing.
They don't even do it.
They don't even have fucking breathing. Okay, so don't tell me that you need to breathe.
Yeah, don't tell me.
They don't
you
even
need
have
do
it, and you take it for granted. Global warming doesn't matter because you don't need to have breathing.
You know what?
There's exasperated monks in India, and they're not breathing.
They're exasperated.
And you're wasting all this air? Finish your air.
You know what?
Go to bed.
Hey, you know what?
What?
I wasn't breathing that entire segment.
Damn, dude. You're achieving bliss.
So we're a minute or two over.
Okay.
Do we want to cover the PAX East stuff?
I got a lot more to get to before then, man.
Is it more about what Garrett ate, or are we done?
Oh, we're going far.
Yeah,
you know what? Justin McElroy is coming back hard at
no,
the
that's
end.
No, that's good. No, tomorrow's a holiday, and my family's all off, and I'm definitely not going to be able to see them. So let's take all the time we want. That's fine.
So you got a whole day off to edit this.
I don't have a day off. I'm working.
That's what these ears here.
No. I know we want to cover.
I've got all the time in the world.
We hate
we
the
presidents. We want to cover the PAX East
we're working.
Stuff, and I think we should cover
all right,
it.
You
I'm
know
excited
what?
For it.
Just to appease the whiners.
Thank you.
Okay, please.
Not going to name names.
Let's get to
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Chatfield.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you named that. You just did what you said you weren't going to do.
I meant chat, like Chatfield.
No, you did. I don't think he did. I don't think he did mean that. He says it, but don't listen to him.
I said cats feel good when you pet them.
Maybe he did say that. Cameron, me? Possible. That's a possibility.
You don't know.
How do we know?
I said duck them in a bucket.
I said dang.
I said, do we talk about that on the podcast? Sorry.
I don't know. No, it's fine.
There was a criminal court case where a guy got.
I think we did.
He got like acquitted of murder or something, and the family was there, and they acquitted him. And when he walked away from the stand, he looked at the family sitting there, and
he killed their son.
And, yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, he shot their son.
And he was acquitted, something like that. Or he got a lesser sentence. I don't remember what it was. But he walked away from the stand and looked at it, looked at the family in the sitting there, and he went bang, bang, and like winked at him. And then the judge went, excuse me. And he turned around. What did you just say to them? And he went, I said dang, dang. I can't believe what happened. Dang, dang. And he got more time because of that. It was like,
dang,
yeah,
dang.
No, come back up here. All right. It's like, well, shouldn't have said
you
that.
You thought you were done, but you were not.
Didn't that happen with DMX too? He said, I ain't going back to fucking jail
and he
or
got,
something.
Like, yeah,
and
got,
and that got him more. He snapped at the judge and said that, and it got him more time.
You
anyway.
Shouldn't fuck with judges when you're
in
trouble.
I'm starting to think it's a bad idea to fuck with a judge.
A bad idea.
I slapped Ruth Bader Ginsburg
anyway,
once.
Can we talk about PAX?
Yes.
Jesus. Sean.
Let me tell you this crazy story that happened to me the other day.
Okay, tell us.
I was driving in my car. That's it.
Oh.
Crazy.
That crazy.
Can we get to fucking
okay, finally,
PAX talk?
Finally. Rocco.
Please.
End this.
PAX.
My lord. Okay. Anyway, We are coming to PAX East 2020. I'm so excited. I got a taste for the East Coast on our East Coast tour.
Yeah, we didn't go to Boston.
I've been so psyched. Yeah, we didn't go to Boston. I've been so psyched to get back to the East Coast.
Yeah.
I've been in that East Coast flavor. I'm rocking the East Coast. I got Katz's Deli socks. Did you see those?
That's from Katz's.
You know what? We almost got. I thought we were going to escape.
You know,
this
last
week
was so fun.
I thought we were going to.
Yeah, you
fucking
missed me
escape.
Last week.
Last week was sock free.
I got my New York Nintendo shirt, too.
See? No fucking influencing last week. It was
I mean, I can't imagine doing that. I can't imagine being like, hey, look what I am wearing. No one gives a fuck about what I'm wearing.
They'd like the socks.
Why do they care what you're wearing, but not me?
Sean has on a beautiful Yosemite shirt.
I'm not even going to talk about it because if you happen to see it, cool. But if not, that's who you don't care about me. So we're going to PAX East.
Anyway, we're going to be in PAX East in Boston the whole weekend. There's the info. February 27th through March 1st, we're going to be at booth 32010 all weekend long. That's number if you will. I don't even know if they have the numbers up when you go there, but. You'll find us.
Yeah, right on the main floor.
Yeah, we're usually, you know, you come down the escalator, you're going to see us.
Look for the cool booth.
Look for the
us.
Cool booth. If you're like, hey, what booth here is cool? They'll all point you our way. So we're going to be there all weekend long. We're all going. It's going to be really exciting. Our booth is going to have all the hit stuff. Here, you could show them, actually.
Look at those hits.
We're going to have all the new and classic stuff you come to expect. And we're talking a full lineup of stuff. These are all items that have never been at PAX East before. And it's even more than that. We're going to have all kinds of stuff that we didn't even announce. We're going to, like, it's not on there, but, like, I think our sunglasses, we're going to have some sunglasses there. We're going to have all kinds of items.
I sure do.
But all these items that were, like, really big on Black Friday, we made a little extra and brought them to PAX East. So we're really excited about that. It's all stuff. It's all our biggest hit item. Seriously, we've got so many items that people are really, really like, that were like resounded really well. We're going to have them all at PAX.
Yeah.
That'll all be there. Plus, you know, there's always a few things we don't announce. You can come up and see for yourself. But anyway, that all is going to be there. One of the items that people asked about, it was at our East Coast tour that we're going to bring it to PAX East as well, as our beanie. You could see it here. Those beanies that we had on our tour, a lot of people were saying, like, where do I get those? Well, those will be at PAX. You can come get one of those.
It's going to be cold. It's fucking February.
Yeah, you're going to need
You're going to need a beanie. So don't pack one. Just buy one.
Nice and maroon color, too. Yeah.
Yeah, and one of our biggest items, we did put it up for pre-order just recently for, you know, those who cannot go, but we will have the new Chroma joggers and the sweatshirt.
Yeah,
those will be in full stock at PAX East. So if you want to pick those up, if you need a new outfit, you know, you want to get a little bit warmer, you want to look a little bit cooler.
Yeah,
of course we're going to have those there. In fact, they will be in stock. So go ahead and check those out. Something we were asked a lot last year, we had, we always have something by Mariel, our friend Mariel, Kinu Cakes on Twitter. She did the Rider sweatshirt, which had this awesome artwork of this girl with this motorcycle or whatever. Yeah. We had that on a purple sweatshirt, and a lot of people were like, a lot of people asked us, it was a big hit, but a lot of people asked us, do you have that on a shirt? You don't have that on a shirt? Well, we are going to have it on a shirt. That's going to be at the show.
Yeah.
The Rider Elite shirt
is
going to be a PAX East exclusive at the booth. Come and check that out. If you wanted that in shirt form, we got it for you. And
choice.
I think it looks really, really hot.
Yeah,
it does. That's looking really good. But there's another one last item that I worked on with Jason just recently.
Cry.
I wanted to do. I mean, do I even need to say his last name? Jason. He's such a big name in the iconic fashion industry. I wanted to do a new long sleeve, and I've been really inspired by, you guys know the kind of shit that I get that are, it's all born out of bizarre corporations and stuff like that. But I also really like this kind of stuff that they wear in, like, Death Stranding and, you know, things like that. Everything that's kind of from this, like, I say it lovingly, but almost like a dystopian corporate future. I don't know how else to describe it, but that's why I love wearing shirts with, you know, the Chili's logo on it, stuff like that. Anyway, But he helped me design. I wanted to tap into something like that, the kind of stuff that I like. And he nailed it. This is the Transport long sleeve tee where it really feels like it's out of some kind of, you know, corporate nightmare. And I really thought he nailed that. That's one of my favorite long sleeves we've ever had.
Yeah,
so that'll be available
that.
For the first time at PAX East. So yeah, there you go, everybody. That's the info. We'll be there the whole weekend. And there's a whole bunch of other stuff.
I think it's awesome.
You know, yet to come that you'll see there. Just come up to the booth. You'll see. And then we have a panel Saturday night of the show that you'll definitely want to be there for. And keep an eye on our Twitter. We'll have more info there. Yeah. So hope to see you guys at PAX East.
Cool stuff to come in Boston. Be there.
And now we've reached the halfway point of the podcast, and I think it's time to get to video games.
Yeah. Go
ahead, Sean. We're going to talk gaming. We're going to talk about...
This is our Go Vacation hour and a half segment.
Oh,
we're
going
to talk about every mini game of Go Vacation.
Nope.
You want to skateboard, bungee jump, you want to ski, you want to ride horses, you want to surf, you want to do anything at all, you can do it in Go Vacation. Check it out. It's on the Nintendo Switch. Right now it's on sale for $39.99. And
all right,
I think you'll really get a kick out of it.
I think this podcast is going a little long.
Well, I have more things to say, but just, you know what? That's what Main Guy thinks, then I guess I got to go with it. But real quick, Black Sox. Thank you.
Please.
Good night.
Hey, thanks again to our sponsor, Squarespace.com. Squarespace.com is your all-in-one platform for building websites and online stores, to using marketing tools and analytics. Also, there's no plugins necessary with Squarespace.com. They've been publishing websites for over a decade, and they have all the known best practices for search engine optimization without the need for additional plugins or anything like that. Check it out for yourself, and when you're ready to launch your own website, go to squarespace.com/mega64 and get 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. Okay, thanks. Bye.